So the Mishnah tells us in the bottom of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Chamesh Chatzeros Psucho Zolazo, Upsuchos Lamavoy, Ervu Bachatzeros Velo Nishtatvu Bimavoy, Mutarin Bachatzeros Vasurin Bimavoy. So the Mishnah says the following. Let's say I have five courtyards. All five courtyards open up into one another, and they also open up into an alleyway. There should be a picture on the bottom right of your Gemara that basically illustrates this point. So you have five courtyards that all open into each other, and they also open up into an alleyway. So the Mishnah says that if you make an Erev Chatzeros, but you do not make a Shitufei Mevos, which again, we mentioned many times already, Shitufei Mevos is the same concept as an Erev Chatzeros, except that you're joining up multiple courtyards within an alleyway. So the Mishnah says if all you did was make an Erev Chatzeros, but not a Shitufei Mevos, so then you would be permitted to carry within the chateros, within the courtyards, but you would not be permitted to carry in the alleyway. Then the Mishnah says, "V'im neshtatfu b'mavui mutarin kan v'chan." If you made a shitufei mevoos, if you join the courtyards within the alleyway, then you would be allowed to carry both in the courtyards and in the alleyway. Then the Mishnah says, "Yeah."
Quick question. Sure. In terms of shitufei mevoos.
Yeah.
So is that the same? Technologically the same.
It's the same basic principle.
Does one person have to join per courtyard? Is that
again, we're gonna talk about some of these details today. We'll see. But in other words, the mechanics of a Shitufei Mevos is basically the same as an Erev Chatzeros. We already mentioned yesterday that not everyone agrees that a Shitufei Mevos is even valid, right? Again, right. But again, in terms of mechanically, it's the same idea. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, "Ervu b'chatzeros v'neshtatvu b'mavui v'shachach echad mimnei." Then the Mishnah says, let's say you made an Erev Chatzeros and you made a Shitufei Mevos. The problem is that one member of the Chatzer forgot to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. So the Mishnah says that's also fine. That's okay. You could still carry both within the Chatzer and within the alleyway. Then the Mishnah says, "Mibnei mavui velo nishtatev mutarin b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavui shahamavui l'chatzeros k'chatzer labatim." Then the Mishnah says that if let's say a member of the alleyway forgot to participate in the shitufei mevoos, so then you are still permitted to carry within the chatzeros, but you would not be permitted to carry within the alleyway if a person forgot to participate in the shitufei mevoos. Why is that? So the Mishnah coins the expression that an alleyway to a chatzer is comparable to a chatzer's relationship to a house. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means, but basically the idea is that there's some sort of equivalency between these two halachos, which means that if somebody fails to participate in a shitufei mevoos, that is going to undermine your ability to carry in the alleyway, but it doesn't necessarily undermine your ability to carry in the chatzer. And again, we'll see in the Gemara why that should be. Okay, so the Gemara now asks Mani, Rabbi Meir, he de Amar be'inan eruv uve'inan shita. So this Mishnah seems to conform with the shita of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir happens to be of the opinion, again, we mentioned this yesterday, Rabbi Meir holds that you require both an Erev Chatzeros and a Shitufei Mevoos in order to be able to carry. The problem is, says the Gemara, Ema Mitziasa, Ve'im Nishtatfu B'mavui Mutarin Kan V'chan Asan L'Rabbana Da'amri B'chad Asagi. The problem is that if you look at the middle clause of the Mishnah that we just cited, the middle clause of the Mishnah says that if you made a Shitufei Mevoos, that's good enough. That would allow you to carry both in the Chatzer and in the Mavui. The problem is that would seem to conform with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that all you need to do is either make an Erev Chatzeros or a Shitufei Mevoos, but not both. So how could the first line in the Mishnah conform with Rabbi Meir, but the middle line in the Mishnah follow the Rabbanan? That doesn't seem to make any sense. So says the Gemara, you're right. Halo Kashya, Ve'im Nishtatfu Nami Ka'amar. The Gemara says, you're right. The case of the Mishnah was one where you also made a Shitufei Mevoos. In other words, the Gemara was initially assuming that you only made an Erev Chatzeros, and that led to the problem, well, how could the middle line of the Mishnah follow the Rabbanan if the opening line of the Mishnah followed Rabbi Meir? The answer is that you in fact made both an Erev Chatzeros and a Shitufei Mevoos, in which case everyone will obviously agree that it's permitted to carry in both cases. But then the Gemara... Okay, we're going to talk about that also today. We'll see that it's not. In other words, there are certain criteria that have to be met before you can even start discussing using lechis and koras. Again, we'll see as we go on in the daf. We're gonna get to that in a second. Okay, so then the Gemara has another problem. Ema seifa ervu b'chatzeros v'neshtatvu b'mavui v'shachach echad mi'ibnei chatzer v'lo irev mutarim kan v'chan. So then, if you looked in the seifa, the last part of the Mishnah told us that if you made an Erev Chatzeros and you made a Shitufei Mevoos, but the problem was is that one person from the chatzer forgot to participate in the eruv chatzeros, we said in the Mishnah that's still okay. Everyone else is allowed to carry in the chatzer, and everyone else is allowed to carry in the mavi. What's the issue with that? So the Gemara asks, hey chidami, idulo batil amai mutari. If that guy who forgot to participate in the eruv chatzeros never relinquished his rights to the chatzer, so then why should it be permissible for everybody else to carry? So the Gemara says, okay, elab shita debatil, so then obviously the case must be where that guy did in fact relinquish his rights to the chatzer. The problem there is, ema seifa, shachach echad mimne mavui velo nishtatvu mutarin bachatzeros v'asurim mimavui. But again, the seifa of the Mishnah told us that if someone forgot to participate in the shitufe mavoos, they can still carry in the chatzer, they just can't carry in the alleyway. What's the problem with that? But if this guy relinquished his rights to participate in the Shitufei Mavoos or in the Eruv Chatzeros, why does that preclude everyone else from carrying in the Mavui? Again, we said in the Seifa of the Mishnah that if a guy forgot to participate in the Shitufei Mavoos, so everyone else is still allowed to carry in the Chatzer, but they're not allowed to carry in the Mavui. The question is, so the Gemara's question is, but why not? If the guy relinquished his rights, so then everyone else should be allowed to carry in the Mavui. So says the Gemara, V'chi teima kasava Rabbi Meir, maybe you'll tell me that Rabbi Meir holds that the whole notion, the whole concept of relinquishing your rights does not apply to an alleyway, does not apply by a shitufim mavos. Maybe that's a unique halacha that only applies to an eruv chatzeros. And Gemara says it's not true. V'hatanya shaharei bita lochem reshuso divir Rabbi Meir. We have a brisa that says clearly that said a few dafa, go back on the samaches, that Rabbi Meir does in fact subscribe to the notion of bitl, of relinquishing your rights, even by a shitufim mavos. So what's the Gemara talking about? If the guy relinquishes his rights to the alleyway, then everybody else should be allowed to carry in the alleyway, even though this one guy forgot to participate. So says the Gemara, you're right. Obviously, the guy never relinquished his rights to the alleyway. So what's the problem then? So the Gemara says, okay, so that means that the opening clause and the last clause of the Mishnah are both talking about cases where rights were not relinquished, and yet the middle clause is talking about a case where the rights were relinquished, and that's a problem now, because that means that the opening line and the last line of the Mishnah follow Rabbi Meir, And the middle line seems to follow the sheet of the Rabbana, which doesn't make any sense. How could the Mishnah be arbitrarily splitting between different opinions? So says the Gemara, you're right. Kula Rabbi Meir, the time of my Amar Rabbi Meir be'inan eruv uve'inan shitov shalol ishakeach toras eruv min hatinokos v'hacha kevan deruba eruv lo mishtakcha. The Gemara says, you're right. Really, the entire Mishnah follows the sheet of Rabbi Meir. If that's the case, then why does Rabbi Meir insist that you need to have both an Eruv Chatzeros and a Shitufei Mavoos? So the Gemara says, this is reminiscent of something that we spoke about earlier this week, it's really just for a kind of a symbolic gesture, that we don't want people to forget the halach. We don't want anyone forgetting the fact that there's a din of an Eruv Chatzeros, a Shitufei Mavoos. So in this case, since the majority of the members of the Chatzer or the Mavui participated, it was just one guy who forgot, so people are not going to forget the halacha in that case. So if only one person didn't participate, Meir says that would still be good enough. That would still be good enough to be considered, in other words, for people to not forget the halacha. Okay. Then the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav lo tani psucho zolazo. V'chein amar Rav Kahana, Rav lo tani psucho zolazo. Ikadamri Rav Kahana gufe lo tani psucho zolazo. So again, there's slightly different versions about who made this comment. But the bottom line is that this Gemara is saying that the line in our Mishnah that we opened with is actually a little bit misleading. Again, our Mishnah started by saying that if I have five courtyards that open into one another and also open up into an alleyway. So we said in that case, right, if you want to be able to, to carry back and forth, you have to set up an Eruv Chatzeros, you have to set up a Shitufei Mavoos. So now the Gemara is saying that, in fact, that first phrase in the Mishnah about the five courtyards opening into one another is actually not correct. In fact, the Gemara is now saying that all these Amoraim basically rejected that Girsa in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah should not say that the five courtyards open into one another, but rather that they simply open up into an alleyway. So why? What's the logic behind this girsa? So Amar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef, my time of the Lotane Psucho Zolazo. Why does the Gemara now think that the Mishnah should basically omit those words? So says the Gemara, Kasavar Kol Shitov She'in Machniso Umotzio Derech Psachim B'Mavui Lav Shmei Shitov. Because this shita, or these deos in the Gemara, are assuming that in order for something to qualify as a Shitufei Mavoos, there needs to be the possibility, the option of taking in and bringing something out of a courtyard into another courtyard via an alleyway. But if all five courtyards are open to one another, then effectively there is no division. There's no break in the action between one courtyard and the next. You can't really call that bringing something in or taking something out. So in other words, therefore, the Gemara says that we have to kind of amend the Mishnah. The Mishnah never meant that the five courtyards open into one another, because if that was the case, you would never have a valid Shitufim of Oz. But rather, all the Mishnah meant to say was that you have five courtyards that all branch out into a Mav. So the Gemara now questions the Shita. The Gemara says, Isivei, Balabayit Shahyashutaf the Shechin of Lozebayayin Velozebayayin, Ain Srichin La'ari. This is a Mishnah we had a little bit earlier. The Mishnah told us that if, let's say, for example, the Bala Bayis and his neighbor are partners and they both own a barrel of wine jointly, so we said in the Mishnah earlier that they do not require their own Erev Chatzeros. So even though this barrel of wine is stationary, it's not being moved in and out of courtyards, you see that the Erev is still valid despite the fact that no one's taking it in or bringing it out anywhere. That would seem to go against what we just said. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof. The Gemara says, Hasam da'apke va'ayle. You could argue that the guy took the barrel and he brought it in and he brought it out. He brought it in and brought it out, so maybe that was the case. Maybe he did bring the barrel of wine in and out, and that's why it's a valid Erev Chatzeros. Okay, the Gemara tries again. Ketzad mishtatvin b'mavli. We also quoted this earlier, right, in terms of what is the proper procedure in terms of constructing, in terms of making a shitufei mevoos. And one of the things that the Mishnah mentioned was that one person can collect the food on behalf of everybody else and leave the food in one place. But again, if we just got through saying a second ago that the food has to be brought in and out of all the courtyards, then how does that work? How does that make any sense? So again, the Gemara says, you're right, hasam nami da'apke va'ayli. In other words, the Gemara gives the same answer, that you're right. The case is where the food was brought in or the food was taken out. Okay. The Gemara now asks, does this mean to say, let's say, for example, I have bread in a basket, and I give over to someone else, via a kinyan. I give over that bread in a basket to somebody else. Does that mean to say that it's not a valid shitufei mevos simply because I didn't bring it through all these different courtyards and alleyways? So the Gemara says, v'chitei mahachanami, maybe you'll tell me, yeah, maybe in fact that is not a valid shitufei mevos because you didn't bring it through all the courtyards and alleyways. The Gemara says, but that's not true. V'ha'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, b'nei chavura shayu misubin v'kidei shalei an hayom, ha'pasha al shulchan somchem alei, Somchin aleha mishum eru, va'amri la mishum shitov, va'amar rabba lo plige, kan mesubin bevayas, kan mesubin bechatzer. The Gemara has the following case. Let's say you have people who are eating a meal together on Friday afternoon. They're in the middle of a meal, and Shabbos is about to begin. So the Gemara says that in certain cases, they can rely on the bread that's on the table during the meal, can act as a valid eru chatzeros, or a valid shitufim mevos. What does it depend on whether it's a valid eru chatzeros versus a shitufim mevos? The Gemara says it basically depends where they're eating the meal. If they're eating the meal inside of their house, then the bread will only act as a valid Eru Chatzeros. If they're eating the meal out in the courtyard, then it will act as a valid Shitufim Mevos. So the Gemara says, Ela Taima Derav, the Kasavar in Mavu Niter Belechi Vekorachi, who bought the Machatzeros Psuchim Lesocho. The Gemara says, no, the reason why Rav said this halacha, the reason why Rav told us in this case that you can use the bread on the table as a valid Eru Chatzeros, right? The reason why he said that is because he holds that putting up a Lechi or a Kora around an alleyway, around a Mavu, is not going to be effective unless you have what's called Batim Machatzeros Psuchim Lesocho, unless you have houses and courtyards that open into the alleyway. In other words, this answer of the Gemara is giving you a completely different logic, different reasoning behind how he started. Again, remember, the way this Gemara started was, you know, some Amoraim take out the words from the Mishnah of Psuchim Lesocha, those words that say that, oh, each of the courtyards have to open into each other. So we thought that had something to do with the fact that if you don't take the food items through the different courtyards and alleyways, that's going to somehow undermine your Erev Chatzeros or Shitufim Mevos. But now the Gemara is giving you a completely different reason. The Gemara says, no, the reason why that's not valid is for a very technical reason, because Rav happens to hold that in order to even qualify as an alleyway, in other words, in order to enable me to put up a lechi or a kora to be able to even carry in this alleyway in the first place, in order for that to happen, I need the courtyards to open up into houses, or I'm sorry, the alleyway to open up into houses or courtyards. If the courtyards open into other courtyards, that doesn't qualify as a valid alleyway, and that will not enable me to put up a lechi or a korah to carry there. So in other words, the Gemara is giving a different reason, a different logic as to why you know Rav and all these other Amoraim took out the words psucho zo lezo from the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara now says gufa Amar Rav in mavui niter belechi lekorah sheyu batim b'chatzeros psuchin lesocha. So again, this is what we just cited a second ago. Rav says that basically you cannot put up a lechi or a korah on an alleyway unless you have houses and courtyards that are opened up into the alleyway, which again basically means that if you have five chatzeros that open into one another, that is not going to work. That is not going to be valid. Shmuel Amar afilu bayis echad v'chatzer achas. Shmuel says all you need to have is one house and one courtyard. That's sufficient. The Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu churva. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't even need a house or a courtyard, even a ruin, even an area which is not necessarily livable right now. That would also be good enough to enable you to put up a lechi or a korah. So Amar le Abai le Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi Yochanan afilu b'shvil shel kramim. So Abai asks his Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, did Rabbi Yochanan state his halacha even by a shvil shel kramim, even by a path that leads to a vineyard, which is not really a livable area? No one really lives on a path to a vineyard. So Amar le lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan ela b'churva. Rav Yosef responded that Rabbi Yochanan only said his halacha specifically by a ruin. A ruin, in theory, could be a livable place. You could make it livable, whereas a path to a vineyard is never livable, and therefore it's not a place where you could ever make a lechi or a kor, where you could ever make an eruv of chatzeros. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna bar Chinana, va'azda Rabbi Yochanan letamei. This is Rabbi Yochanan Lishita. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's general disposition. This non, the Mishnah tells us, Echad Gagos to Echad Karpefos to Echad Chatzeros, Rishos Achas Hein Lechelim Sheshavsu Lesochan, Velo Lechelim Sheshavsu Besocha Baye. So the Mishnah comments as follows. Now let's say, for example, I have a roof, or I have a karpeth, right? Those enclosures that we've spoken a lot about in this Masechta, right? Or I have a chatzer, I have a courtyard, right? So the Mishnah tells us that basically, if let's say when Shabbos began, I had a kli that was situated on my roof, or situated in the karpeth, or situated in the chatzer, the halacha is that I'm allowed to carry that item, that kli, from the roof to the chatzer, to the karpeth, and back and forth. However, if I had a kli that started in my house when Shabbos began, I am not allowed to carry that into any of those other areas, to the chatzer, to the karpeth, or to the roof. So the Gemara explains, for Amar Rav, halacha kereb Shimon. So comes Rav and says, that we paskin, that we assume like Reb Shimon, right? He says v'hu shalo ervu aval ervu gazrina dil ma'ase liyafuke mani debatim l'chatzir. So comes Rav and explains that we paskin like the shita of Reb Shimon, but that's assuming that you did not set up an eruv of chatziros. But if you set up an eruv of chatziros, then it's actually going to be a problem for you. Why? Because if you set up an eruv of chatziros, we're not going to even allow you to carry the kelim from the roof to the chatzir to the karpev, because if we let you do that, we're afraid that you may also come to carry the kalim from your house to the chatzer, or from your house to the karpef, or from your house to the roof, which is a problem. That's according to Rav. Ushmuel amar bein ervu uvein lo ervu. V'chein amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha kareb Shimon bein ervu uvein lo ervu. Alma lo gazrina dilma asi liafuke money devatim lechatzer. Hachanami lo gazrina dilma asi liafuke money dechatzer lechurva. So again, according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yochanan, however, they think that we paskin like Reb Shimon across the board. They assume that we follow the sheet of Reb Shimon about allowing you to carry a cleave from the chatzer to the roof, to the karpev, that's permissible regardless of whether you made an eruv chatzeros or not. In other words, even if you made an eruv chatzeros, where according to Rav, that's a problem because now we have to make a gezeira, don't carry from the chatzer to the roof, lest you come to carry from your house to the chatzer. But according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, that gezeira is not a real gezeira. That gezeira doesn't apply. And therefore, even if you made an eruv chatzeros, you would still be permitted to carry your kelim from the roof to the chatzer, to the karpif, etc. Okay, then the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Bruna, the Amar Lahashmaita. Rav Bruna was sitting around and saying over this halacha. So Amar Le Rabbi Elazar Bar Bei Rav, Amar Shmuel Hachi. So Rabbi Elazar, one of his students, asked him, he said, did Shmuel really say this halacha? Did Shmuel really say that we paskin like Rav Shimon even where you made an eruv chatzeros? So Amar Le, and Rav Bruna said, yeah, we paskin like Rav Shimon across the board. So Amar Le, So Rabbi Elazar said to Rav Bruna, "Achvili Ushpize." She says, "Show me where Shmuel lives." In other words, he wanted to go and question Shmuel to see if he really actually said this halacha. So Achvili. So Rav Bruna showed him where Shmuel's house was. Also lekame to Shmuel. So he came to Shmuel. Amar Le. So he asked him, "Amar Marachi? Did you really say this halacha that we follow Rav Shimon even where you made an eruv chatzeros?" Amar Le. And he says, "Yeah, I did." So then Rabbi Elazar turns around to Shmuel and asks him, "V'hamarhu to Amar ein lanu be'eruvin ela kilashon mishnasenu shehamavu lachatzeros kechatzer lebati." He says, "Didn't you Shmuel tell us earlier in the Gemara Gemara that when it comes to Hilchos Eruvin, we are limited always to the way in which the Mishnah is formulated. What did it say in the Mishnah? Right, the last words we have from the Mishnah on the previous daf. The Mishnah told us Shehamavui lachatzeros kechatzer labatim, that a mavui is to courtyards what a courtyard is to houses. And the Mishnah uses that term in plural, implying that you need to have at least two houses and two courtyards, which seems to conform with the shita of Rav as opposed to Shmuel. So Rabbi Elazar is asking Shmuel, how can you claim? How can you say that even if you make an Erev Chatzeros, you're allowed to carry from the Chatzer to the roof to the Karpath? That seems to fly in the face of what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says Ishtik. Shmuel was silent. In other words, he didn't respond to Rabbi Elazar. The question was Kibla Mine Olo Kibla Mine. The question was his silence a sign that he was you know basically conceding to Rabbi Elazar? He was saying you're right, and you know I'm wrong. I have to retract my position. Or maybe he was just blowing him off. Maybe he just for some reason wasn't responding to him. So the Gemara tries to answer this question. Tashma, dahu mevoa, dahava dayer be ivus bar'i. There was this alleyway in which ivus bar'i he lived. Avad le lichya v'shara li Shmuel. So he put up a lechi around on the side of the alleyway, and Shmuel permitted him to carry in the alleyway. So also Rav Anan shadye. So Rav Anan came along and threw the lechi down after Shmuel had passed away. So Amar he said mavoa de dayar nabe v'asina mishmei demar Shmuel nesei Rav Anan bar Rav nishadye min. So Ivus bar'i he exclaimed after Rav Anan did this to him. He says Shmuel was the one who permitted me to put up this lechi, who permitted me to carry in this alleyway. Who are you to come here and throw my lechi down and not let me carry anymore? So the Gemara says, Shema hina lo kibla mine. The fact that Ivus Bar'i he made this remark would lead us to believe that Shmuel did not in fact retract his initial position, because if he did, so then Rav Anan would have just turned around to him and said, listen, the reason why I'm throwing your lechi down is because we don't paskin like that. It's because Shmuel himself doesn't paskin that way, because you need to have at least two houses and two courtyards in order for a lechi or korah to work, and you're the only one living in the chutzir. But he didn't say that. So obviously, Ivus Bar'i was, so clearly Shmuel did not retract his position. So says the Gemara, no, it's not, the Gemara says that that's not a convincing proof. Maybe one could argue that Shmuel did, in fact, accept Rabbi Elazar's rebuttal and did, in fact, retract his position. The case was, there was a chazan hakenesis, the shul attendant, right? There was a shul attendant who used to eat at his own house, but would sleep in the shul, and the shul happened to be in the same alleyway that Ivus Bar'i he lived in. The Ivus Bar'i he sover mekom pita garim, ushmol etamei damer mekom lina garim. This is an issue that we spoke about yesterday. The question is, what is the determining factor for your Erev Chatzeros? Is it the place where you eat or the place where you sleep? So this guy, this shul attendant, used to eat at home, but sleep in the shul. So in other words, Ivus Bar'i he assume that the fact that the guy eats at home, that means that I'm the only one living in the chatzer. Whereas according to Shmuel assumes that no, it's that the determining factor is about where you sleep. So in other words, Ivus Bar'i, he basically misunderstood Shmuel's psak. He didn't realize that the only reason why Shmuel was letting him put up a lechi and letting him carry in this alleyway was because there was this other guy, the shul attendant, who used to sleep in the shul. It's not, in other words, it's not because he paskins fundamentally that one house and one chatzer is enough to put up a lechi. That's not true. Really, Shmuel holds that you need to have at least two houses and two people and two chatzeros there. It just happened to be that Shmuel happens to think that the fact that the guy sleeps in the shul is enough to qualify as a second house, as a second chatzer in the alley. Okay. Well.